This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Mark Ziegens, an Ann Arbor native now living in California, has gone from being a spoken word artist to a poet on paper. He also advises other artists, writers, and creatively driven businesses, as well as public agencies, foundations, and international organizations. Ziegens' new poetry collection is called The Underwater Typewriter. He talks about going from the spoken to the written word.
Well, I've been doing spoken poetry now for longer than I can remember, and it's an opportunity to float words on air. And for me, doing that is sort of like making an ephemeral sculpture. You get to create something and fill a volume and then watch it decay. It's a kind of wonderful thing. So I'm going to read for you the title poem from my new book, The Underwater Typewriter, which is coming out on Pelicanesis Press on September 25th. And this poem is called The Underwater Typewriter. She found me gathering urchins in the cove at the feet of towering yellow kelp, rising quick to the surface with a stone to crack the captured quarry on my chest as I rode the pulsing swell off Point Lobos. Your whiskers are gray. You must have stories, she laughed, trailing me like a hungry gull. Tell me your tales and the ways of Big Sur while the sun still sparkles on these waters. I opened with legends of the Ohlone, told her of great grizzlies fishing the streams, of stocky square-rigged galleons carrying explorers and settlers up the coast, of families who tended the Point Sur Light, of writers, of hermits, of medicine men, of musicians and poets and ranchers and thieves high in the Santa Lucias. You seem to know a lot about humans, she whistled, splashing her hind flippers. Perhaps you will write it all down for me. I turned, diving deep into the kelp bed. When I reached the ocean floor, she was there, laughing gently, opening her seal coat, placing a round-keyed royal typewriter in a rock cradle, incanting, please begin.
Mark, I first got to get to know you through your spoken poetry on a CD that I listened to on a long commute I had back then. So do you consider yourself a performer, a writer, or is it something of both?
At this point, it's something of both. I spend a lot of time working very carefully to bring words to the page and to have them function well on the page as poems. And I'm also very, very concerned with how do you put words in air? How do you bring them to people in a way that makes them come alive in the room? And how do you enjoy the differences between speaking a poem and performing it in public and enjoying a poem on the page?
There are two very different skills. Spoken poetry can be a very different skill than written poetry. Is it possible to be truly excellent at both? And in your case, what grew out of which?
Those are great questions, and I really appreciate them. Yes, it's possible to be excellent at both, and it's possible to grow in both your whole life, which is a wonderful thing. For me, the spoken part was always there from a very, very early age. I process words auditorily more than visually. And so for me, I hear the words before I write them most times. And the two interacted since I was a small child. I became fascinated with spoken word, though, when I was about 14 years old, and I heard Tom Waits on a record called Nighthawks at the Diner, and he did some spoken bits there, and I never heard anything like it and just fell completely in love with it. And I think from that point on, I wanted to find ways to do things that were in my own voice, but that grew from that inspiration.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Mark Ziegens, who describes his new poetry collection and how he became Narragansett Beer's first poet laureate.
I think the collection is about how we work our way with dignity through very, very difficult problems, how we find voice in circumstances where we faced cruelty, betrayal, chance, loss, and how we bring that voice to the surface with love. It's been a very long process bringing this book together, more than a decade. And some of the pieces I've performed on stage, some were essentially written for that purpose. Most, though, are poems that were written for the page, which at time I brought onto the stage in readings. And they come from a variety, wide variety of sources.
Now, when I look through your background, Mark, you've been the Narragansett Beer Poet Laureate and a poetry whore with the New York Poetry Brothel. Say what?
Well, I'll start with the Poetry Brothel. So, two wonderful people who now run the New York Poetry Society, Stephanie Berger and Nick Adamski, graduated from the New School, and they had sort of grown tired of academic poetry readings, and they wanted something with greater depth than slam poetry. And one day Stephanie said, "Well, what do I really like?" And she said, "I love poetry, and I like bourbon, and I like sex. How do I put them together?" And so she came up with this idea, with Nick's help, of a 1920s bordello, a Prohibition-era bordello, or a Paris between the wars bordello, where rather than hiring prostitutes, one would hire a poet for private readings. And
I like it.
It's fantastic. And so they brought it together as an immersive theatrical experience where each poet is a character with a backstory. Everyone is in costume. There are all kinds of other characters populating the room, magicians, tarot card readers, burlesque dancers, strange people with strange stories. And the poetry brothels typically run from about 9 at night until 1 or 2 in the morning. And as a poetry whore, you have a chance to read poetry one-to-one to people in a very, very intimate setting.
Kind of a lap dance of poetry, eh?
A lap dance of poetry, exactly. Hmm. And it's profoundly intimate. And it's profoundly revealing about you as a person, you as a poet, how your poem changes when you inhabit a character, and what happens to the person you're reading to in the moment.
That's a really neat idea. I'd love to see that. So you also identify as a creative development advisor. What's your best advice to artists?
My best advice to artists is to be true to yourself, be true to your work, and work carefully to master your craft. Take your time and let it unfold. And if you do, you'll enjoy every moment.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Mark Ziegens, author of The Underwater Typewriter. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.